Here's the kick now. The pitch, fastball, is hit in the air to left center field. Robles calling for it. He's under and waiting. And he makes the catch! He makes the catch! Bang! Zoom go the fireworks! A National League Championship winning! Curly W is in the box!
Final out of the National League Championship Series, and the guy who got that final out, a very familiar face to all of us.
Daniel Hudson. I always say this, right? Root for people, not teams. This is a guy I've been rooting for many, many years, and I know a lot of Diamondback fans are too. Daniel Hudson going to the World Series, and he joins us right now on 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station. Huddy, Bernsie, Gambo, how are you today?
Good, man. How you guys doing?
Oh, good, man. So good to see you get to the World Series. But what's it been like? I mean, these last 2 years, 3 years, the Pirates, the Rays, this year the Angels, then you get cut and you're released, and then Toronto signs you, and then you get traded. Man, it looks like, it seems like you've been on six or seven different teams in the last 3 years.
Yeah, it's definitely been a crazy couple of years since I left the desert, man. I'm kind of all over the place, but you know, it's been a wild ride. It's been a lot of fun. You know, obviously this year getting to the World Series and stuff is exciting, and you know, we're really really pumped to get going, man.
Have things, first of all, congratulations on everything that has happened in your life the last few days, because, man, you've got enough to write a book with everything that's gone down, the birth of your third child, going to the World Series, winning the National League Championship Series. Have things settled down for you, or are things even kind of somewhat into a routine for you, or is that impossible given where things are right now?
Yeah, not really. It's been a crazy few days, man. It's been a crazy week for sure. I actually, since we swept, I got to come home for a couple of days, and you know, I'm hanging out with the girls right now, and I'm gonna head back tonight on the red eye and start getting ready for the World Series.
I know you pitched for the Dodgers, but from as long as I remember, you always hated the Dodgers. What was it like? You pitched in all three games against L.A. You won that thing. What was it like to defeat the Dodgers?
Man, that was cool, man. Obviously, yeah, like you said, I played there last year, but I wasn't around for the end of the season. I was on the injured list, and you know, I didn't get to go to any of the playoff games or any of the World Series games, so. You know, it definitely was, you know, there was a little bit in the back of my mind, maybe trying to get a little payback for him. But, you know, at the same time, though, man, it's just, you're just going out there trying to get three outs, man. I'm not really worried about who it's against or holding any grudges. But, yeah, you know, it was pretty cool.
Was it strange facing A.J. Pollock with the Dodgers, facing Paul Goldschmidt with the Cardinals? Was that a strange feeling?
Yeah, man, it's definitely weird. Obviously, playing with those guys for so long, you know, Goldie and AJ, and you know, playing those guys with so much on the line was definitely crazy, man. You know, I don't really know any other way to explain it other than that. You know, it's just it's one of those things where, you know, you just gotta try to focus and try to get those guys out.
Daniel Hudson, former member of the Diamondbacks, on his way to the World Series now with the Washington Nationals. He's our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show. Back in town for at least a little bit before he heads back out before the start of the World Series next week. The reaction to your story over the last 72 hours or so, with not being there for game one, both good and bad, the reaction, was it largely positive for you in terms of the support that you got? Because I know there were some people out there who thought you should be with your team, but you made the decision to be with your wife and your family. What was your general takeaway from how people reacted to your decision, Daniel?
Yeah, you know, everybody, I knew the knee-jerk reaction was gonna be probably overwhelmingly positive. I knew there was going to be some people out there, you know, trying to stir some stuff up, you know, but I wasn't really too worried about all the outside noise, man. I got my support from, you know, the organization, all my teammates, all my coaches. Everybody was behind me 100% to miss game one. You know, my family's my number one priority, man. And to be there for my wife, I think I told everybody that she was actually due on the 14th, and with my first two children, they went a couple days late, both of them. So now you're looking at, you know, 15th, 16th, 17th. Now you're looking at potential game six or game seven if we got there. And I just figured, you know, game five's in LA. I can shoot home in between the series. And if we win in LA, then I'll just, you know, try to not miss game one, but, you know, I figured a game one is better to miss than a game six or seven, and everybody agreed, and we just kind of went from there, man.
I remember texting you after you guys eliminated the Dodgers, and I remember you saying that you were coming home to Phoenix, you're going to have your third child. At that time, did you feel like you were going to be able to make it for game one?
Yeah, I thought I was going to. Since we were trying to induce labor, we weren't doing it 100% naturally, obviously. And, you know, everybody that comes in that have naturally started childbirth, they get priority over the beds. So we were hoping that maybe we could get snuck in there Thursday morning before, and, you know, hopefully they could go home Friday morning, and then I could jump on a flight and potentially get to St. Louis Friday night. But the way things worked, we weren't able to get a bed till Thursday night. And once we kind of figured that out, I was like, all right, well, I'm missing game one. You know, not a big deal. I'll just watch it from the hospital, and hopefully they don't need me.
I'm curious, with all the stops that you've made in your career since you left Arizona, why is Arizona still home for your family?
We just love it here, man. We made our roots, man. Our roots are here for good. We love the area we live in down in Southeast Chandler. We love the area. We love our neighborhood. We love all the friends that we've made down here. Our kids love it. My oldest started kindergarten this year, so she started school. And, you know, we love it here, and we're going to stay here for good.
You'll be a free agent after this, you know, World Series is over. Any thoughts about trying to come back to Arizona? Do you have any idea what the future holds in store?
Not really. I don't really have any idea what the future has in store. I would love to come back and play here, but, you know, that's really not really up to me, you know. I would love to stay as close as possible as I can to Arizona, so it makes, you know, the season easier on my family, you know, the travel a little bit easier. You know, obviously I played in Toronto and D.C. I don't know if you can get any farther away from Arizona, so anywhere else would be closer, but at the same time, yeah, I would love to come back and play, but We'll see how things shake out. Obviously, I got, seven more games left with the Nationals. I'm going to focus all my energy into that, and then we'll see what happens after that.
When you look at this Nationals team, so many former Diamondbacks, from Max Scherzer to Adam Eaton, there's Chip Hale, there's Gerardo Parra, there's you, there's Fernando Rodney. I don't want to miss anybody.
Patrick Corbin.
Corbin. I mean, do you feel that? Do you sense this? Wow, there's a lot of Diamondback connections on this team.
Yeah, for sure, man. And obviously, Mike Rizzo was with the D-backs before he got the GM job in D.C., so obviously he was familiar with a lot of those guys too. And I don't know what it is about ex-D-backs going to D.C., but I think it made the transition for me really easy to kind of just step into that locker room. And, you know, I already know half the guys in there. You know, it wasn't too difficult to kind of transition from Toronto to the Nationals. I mean, I did go from the youngest team in baseball to the oldest. So, I mean, I kind of fit in that way a little bit more too. So I think that made it easier as well.
Well, good luck in the World Series. Good luck with the new addition to your family and juggling three adorable girls and all of that. And we really appreciate you taking a few minutes out of your day to join us here, because we know we've been chasing you down for the last couple of days, and we're very glad we made it work. So thanks for coming on, Huddy, and best of luck in the World Series, man.
Thanks, guys. Always a pleasure.